Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black, and I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. The Good News Show is doing very well, and we have a lot of replies from our listeners, and I'd like to take this moment to thank you. Thank you for all of your support, all of your suggestions, and all of your energy. We just love getting responses from you because it really helps us and motivates us to go out there and get more good news for you. This is Patty Black, and I am bringing you the show live from Miami, Florida. We are continuing the series for Living a Healthy Lifestyle, and today we will have guest Susie Q from Natural Awakenings, and we will also have a guest, Gail Stolov. I would like to introduce to you my co-host. She is here with me. Sherry, are you online?
I'm here, Patty. Good morning. Well, it's really good to be with you this morning, and we were talking about healthy relationships last week, and I wanted to continue on with that a little bit. So this is signs of a healthy relationship.
Mm.
You feel secure and you're happy when you're alone together. You're not sad. You're not angry. You don't feel deprived.
Mm-hmm.
And you're inspired by each other to fulfill your dreams and become the best you can be.
Mm-hmm.
That is really important, you know, to really just be able to be in that energy where you can be who you are. You can go on to be the best that you can be.
Mm-hmm. That's important, even in friendships and family relationships. If that support is there, it's healthy. It helps you grow and helps. And sometimes it gives you the courage to step out of the box or do things you would not normally do. And that's really healthy. It helps you grow.
Yeah.
I like that, Sherry.
And, you know, you're generous. You're giving. You want to give as much as you can to the other person. And in giving to them, you want to give to everybody. You're just full of, you're full of love.
And that's where it really starts, is giving from love and not fear. So that's really, that's good. Let's hear more.
All right. And, you know, with healthy, it's like with the capital H's. So here it is. It's honesty.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, coming from an honest place, trust is one of the most essential things in a relationship. And when the trust is broken, the heart is broken. So, you know, everything else seems to be able to, everything else, when there is the honesty falls, that's when the problems come, you know.
I think some people are afraid of the honesty because in some cases they know it'll hurt the other person. But it's really just good to go through it, go through that initial pain and move through it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it just you hold resentment and the energy goes to a lower level. So that's a good one, honesty.
Absolutely. I call it brutal honesty.
Brutal honesty. But you could be gentle when you're...
Right. It may hurt, but you're going to have to hear it. when we have harmony, that's the other H, harmony in a relationship.
Mm.
And, you know, that's the sweet sound of music, you know, when you're just in that place of everything is just flowing and you're in harmony with each other. And, you know, it's just that really full feeling. It's the, when two people are in love simultaneously, it's just like making beautiful music together.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't need to be the same. You know, they can have all their differences, but when they come together, they have individual voices, but their notes are together.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
that's really beautiful, Sherry. And I know with harmony, we talked a little bit last week about how to have harmonious relationships, friendships, and love relationships. Is you really need to know yourself and have a good relationship with yourself so that you can maintain peace and joy and live in a high vibration or a happy dance, and that's what you vibrate. And then when if you're interacting with somebody and some they do something to push your button, you don't react to it. You just you know yourself. So it all starts with knowing yourself, and then when you have that relationship with another person, you can have more harmony in it.
Yeah. Well, we also talked about last week was in loving yourself first. You know, you have to love yourself first before you can love someone else fully. And then in getting to know yourself and who you are and, you know, what your triggers are, what your assets are, what your liabilities are, what your character defects are, these are the things that are really important. In getting to know who you are first and then, you know, and loving yourself first, taking care of yourself.
Accepting yourself, forgiving yourself.
Forgiving yourself, that's big. We will be talking a lot more on forgiveness, too, in another show.
Mm-hmm.
The next H is heart. And, you know, if you have an open heart for one another, that exposes your deepest feelings come out. And you're connecting on that deep level of heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're opening up your heart. And you're both open, and that's the letter H.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is honor, you know, and honoring your partner is really important. Holding
mm-hmm.
each other in with high esteem,
mm-hmm.
considering the other's feelings, considering their needs,
mm-hmm.
and respecting each other.
Respecting. Mm-hmm.
And healing. You know, sometimes, you know, when the heart is open and the heart was broken and, you know, there's different things that come up, there's ups and downs, there's tragedies, and you need to be able to open and reopen the heart again. You know, each time that you go through a challenge, you need to continually open the heart, come through a healing together, and this keeps you in that space of healthy.
And that's difficult to do. Sometimes it takes time, but if you can just work with it and move through it, the quicker you do that, the faster you'll be on your track to maintaining a healthy lifestyle.
And, of course, the last H is hot.
Hot. What's this,
yeah, well,
Jerry?
You have to have hot. In order to have a healthy relationship. So hot is hot sex.
Oh, gosh.
And, you know, that is certainly part of having a healthy relationship because keeping that sexual connection together can always increase your intimacy and it binds you closer and keeps you together. And, you know, you need to have that. That's number one. I should have said that was number one.
Well, Sherry, sometimes you just surprise me. I just never know what you're going to come up with next.
So, you know, we're going to be going more into that at another time also.
Well, that's just great. So let's take a break now. Listeners, I'd like to invite you to give us a call, pick up the phone, tell us a good news story today. Our number is 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if you're not listening to us live or if you don't have access to a phone, you can always send us an email. Send it to goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. And for you iPodders, there's good news. You can download our show right into your iPod or right into your iTunes in your car. And take the show on the road with you. So if you need to know more about that, just go to the website. It's goodnewsshow.us, and you can learn more about that. This is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami, Florida, the Magic City. And I am on air with Sherry.
Good morning. Excuse me. Good morning, everybody. You know, we wanted to bring you some good news this morning, and we had the privilege of having a very dear friend of ours, Josh, who has an incredible farmer's market in Hallandale in Hollywood, Florida, and it's on Harrison Street. He He's open there on Sundays. If you're here in Florida, don't miss going over to the farmer's market over there and look for Josh and tell him that you heard about him on the Good News Show. What he does after a full day of incredible business and the most incredible vegetables you've ever seen, he takes them over to the homeless, and he has a huge, huge truck that he fills up with everything that's left over, and he takes it to all the homeless shelters here in Miami. And we were there witnessing it yesterday. I just could not believe what I saw, the most beautiful vegetables you've ever seen in your life, fruits
They're
and vegetables.
Delicious. They're delicious.
And delicious. And he picks everything himself. He grows everything himself. And he is absolutely amazing. He is a very wonderful human being that you would just love to meet. So do go over and introduce yourself. If you're here in Florida and you want to experience something fabulous, go over and say hi to Josh.
I believe it's an organic. Is it all organic?
It's all organic.
It's all organic.
It is all organic.
So that's, he's running a good show over there. And I think people who are visiting Florida should go over there and see what he's doing. It's just great stuff. Great, great stuff.
It is. And just being in his presence is truly amazing. So you definitely want to do that. So also, in talking about honesty, just want to go back to that a minute. In being honest, it goes so far as to, like, when you're talking to your partner, really talking openly and honestly, you know, and really getting down to who you are with each other and not hiding behind any ulterior motives or any shield. We need to be able to be yourself, be open, be honest, and talk about things at a deep level and really let your partner get to know the essence of who you are.
Well, I also think would like to put this in, Sherry, if you do need to say something that is delicate, you know, let them know. Don't just catch them off guard. You know, just say, I need to talk to you, or there's something that I'd like to put on the table and discuss, and it may be a little uncomfortable, so bear with me. It may not come out, the words may not come out right, and at least they know you're trying. And that works in friendships, too. I've seen people sever friendships just because of the little communication problem, and it doesn't have to be. So it's really helped to kind of preface it with, you know, hey, I'm trying to say something, and I'm not sure if I'm going to say it correctly, so bear with me, and let's just have this discussion. So,
also, when you need to talk to somebody, and it is a delicate, or with anything that you're, any subject you're going to talk about, timing everything. So do it at the right time, you know. Don't do it like right before going to sleep. Talk about it like it's usually a good idea to like have eaten first and not before you're sitting down for a dinner. And just take into mind, you know, have the timing be a little bit of consciousness of setting your right timing. Because sometimes when you do things in the wrong timing, it just doesn't work.
It doesn't. So what else do we have, Sherry?
Well, what we have is also talking about in having a healthy relationship. Another important part is the ease, and that's empathy. You know, being able to feel what the other person is feeling and put yourself in their shoes. You know, like they say, walk a mile in somebody else's shoes, and you're able to put yourself in their place. And, you know, it really goes beyond sympathy, but when you can put yourself in your partner's shoes and, you know, feel what they're feeling, it's really good to have that empathy. Mm-hmm. And being equality, you know, respecting the fact that both of you count. And that's really, I find that's really important. You know, it's not just one or the other. It's you both have a say and you both count. And the energetics, you know, the vibrational exchange between two people. it's like feeling the electricity force that draws you together and allowing each of us to interact and to feel that well-oiled, perfectly fit gear. You know, it's like really being into that that flow of the energetics. And enthusiasm, being excited about being together. You know, that's really important when you're with somebody and you want to let them know that you're excited about being with them. And the empowerment of being able to support each other and really be enthusiastic about that support. So that's the ease in our healthy relationship, Patty.
I like that. I like that, Sherry. You know, I know that in even in relationships and friendships, just doing small things like going for a walk or going to the store, make it fun. Just enjoy the fact that you're healthy, that you do have this company with you, and that you're doing something, that you're not going through a traumatic experience at that moment. Just enjoy the moment. I know that some people complain when they have to go grocery shopping or when they have to, you know, go to school or do something. It's, you know, that's living. That's life, one day at a time. It's not, you know, it's just if you're happy when you're doing things like that, my gosh, imagine when you're doing larger things, how much happier, you know, more joy it can bring in. So learn to just enjoy.
Well, as they say, you know, we've talked about this and joy and happiness, and we don't have 1 minute to lose in enjoying each day and each moment and each minute that we're with our friends, our partners, our family, you know. This is, we don't have a second chance to make a first impression, and this is not a dress rehearsal. So this is the time to show up, suit up and show up, as they say.
Suit up and show up. I always say life's too short for a bad cup of coffee.
I love that. We go by that here. So also, you know, one of the A's in this healthy relationship, I'm going down in a little category here, which I'll also continue with a little next week, but it's acceptance, you know, and knowing that you approve of each other. Well, acceptance goes far beyond that, and you're accepting your life, your situation, you're accepting, you know, when something shows up and something is happening in your life, acceptance is the key to letting go, and acceptance is the key to freedom. You have to accept, you know, if situations are tough, whatever you're going through, acceptance first and acknowledging and being able to come from that place of acceptance really sets you free. And then being able to adjust to each other's needs, that's being accommodating. That's another A, being accommodating. And then appreciation, being able to be appreciative and grateful for each other and being able to tell each other often how grateful you are for them. And in agreements, that's my last A. And when you're
Agreements. Okay.
You know, making agreements that, you know, we don't want to make agreements that are broken. We have to make agreements, and then if we don't make those agreements, you know, we have that, the trust can be shattered. So making agreements is really important.
Well, it's important that it sets boundaries. It gives a foundation for any type of relationship.
Right. And being able to be responsible for your own feelings. You know, if we're responsible for our own feelings and what we're putting out there, then we're standing in our shoes. And we're, you know, you have to worry about your side of the street and worry about taking care of yourself, being acknowledge your feelings, being able to be open and honest and talk about your feelings very honestly.
So that's, are we done with the A's?
We are.
Okay, so that was responsible. Are we into R's?
No.
Oh.
No, I was
I'm just joking with you this morning, Sherry. Listeners, I'd like to invite you to pick up the phone, give us a call, tell us a good news story this Monday morning. Our number is 347-324-5983. 347-324-5983. If you don't have access to a phone or if you're not listening to us live, you can always send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. And iPodders, you can download the show right into your iPod and take us on the go with you. You can also download it through iTunes in your car, which I think is fabulous. I love that. So if you need to know how to do that, you can always go to the website, goodnewsshow.us for the United States, and learn how to do it there, or you can send us an email. We'll be more than happy to help you with that. This is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami, Florida, the Magic City, and I am on air with Sherry.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. We're also talking about in having a healthy relationship, you know, you have to know that you can only change yourself. We, unfortunately, and this has always been a hard one for me, you cannot change another person. Can you believe that?
Who knew?
Who knew that we couldn't be in control and change another person? We can only change ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that really, in knowing that, it's also very important to be able to take a look at who we are. And if we're not happy with something that's going on, take a look at yourself. Take a look at what you're doing and take responsibility for it. And if we need to change something, we need to take a look at ourselves and see, all right, well, what does need to be changed? Where am I coming from? What am I feeling? What am I going through? How can I be a better person and be the best person that I can be in this situation?
Mm-hmm. And what do I really want?
What do I really want? That's really good. And that, you know, brings me to what I've been talking about many times in our other shows about writing things down. You can even sit down and write down, what do I want? I have had this work for me many times. In a relationship, write down all the things that you want in a person, in a relationship, all the qualities. Be specific. Write down how you want to be treated, what you want in life, what you want from this person, what kind of person, what are their qualities, what type of assets do you want in a person, what do you want them to look like. I will guarantee that if you write these things down, you will generate and bring the vibration of bringing that person to you.
Mm-hmm.
It has happened to me. I've had proof that it works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, there's the book that people make where they cut out pictures and words and
the vision board.
Vision board, right, right. And that, you know, it's amazing to look at someone's vision board a year or two after they've made it and to see what has manifested in their life. It's amazing.
Right. I know. I have had so much fun doing that. You just take out different pictures. You get a bunch of books around you and cut out pictures of all the things that you want to create in your life. You can, you know, the relationship you want. Where do you want to travel? What kind of home do you want? You put them on this vision board, and you put little sayings next to it. It's a lot of fun. It's a great thing to do as a family or as a couple, and it's like a fun thing to do for like the day, and you set that up and you watch how you start creating, because it's all about vibration. What you put out there is what you get back, and when you are putting out that positive energy of what you want to create in your life, you are guaranteed that it's going to come back at you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that even, you know, going, Dale Carnegie, he also has 6 steps to follow. And in the steps, you actually write down what you want. And then, of course, with Dale Carnegie, it's about making money and Think and Grow Rich is the name of the book. But they stop and say, I was listening to the audiobook, they say, if you think that you can do this, without writing it down and just think that it's in my mind, that should be enough, that's not true. And Dale Carnegie, I mean, he's studied the top producers in the world for many years and interviewed them. So he knows the trick is to write it down, get it from your mind onto paper, verbalize it, and that, just that little transference energy, is so important in whatever you're trying to create, whether it be money, a good relationship, a certain career, good health. It's, you know, it's a trick. And we wanted to share that with you listeners.
Thank you, Patty. That's really good. I'm going to go more into the saying, the things that I have talked about here. And the next one is L, and it's I'm going to save this actually for next week because we have quite a few more to go on. But I do want to talk about being yourself in a relationship. You know, you have to know that if you are yourself, you are not pulling any wool over anybody's eyes. I mean, how many times have you been around people that your friends say, you know, you're just not yourself around this person. I want you to come back. I've heard that myself before. And, you know, you want to be able to be authentic, come from a place of, you know, this is who I am, and you like it or you don't, but this is who I am, and be yourself 100%.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's important.
Yeah, I mean, it's really one of the most important things to me that you're able to do the things that you value, do the things that you want to do, and be authentic, be able to come from the place of getting a person to know you as you are and not, like, not be able to talk when you're around them. If you have something to say, be able to say it. Not be able to, I mean, that's when, you know, when people are in relationships that are not healthy or that are abusive and they're very sheltered and they cannot come from that place of open, honest, open-heartedness, and they're coming from a place of they're hiding and they are not who they are. And I think that's really important, you know, to be able to be who you are and always, always be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing that I was thinking about is, you know, knowing what you're in, making sure, let me put it this way, making sure that you know what your intentions are behind the words that you say, because you can't take your words back. And when you're interacting and you're saying things, you want to be able to know what are your intentions behind your words and be able to stand up for that. And, you know, words are very hurtful. Words can be very gentle. Words can be, you want to come from a loving place. Again, it's coming from love and not fear.
Mm-hmm.
And
so that's effective communication. Really mean what you're saying.
Say what you mean and mean what you say, but don't say it mean.
Oh, you're just so great, Sherry. We love you.
Thank you. I feel your love, and I thank you all because we have gotten some incredible response to the show, and we're very encouraged to continue on, and we have a lot of people that are writing us great emails telling us what they would like to hear about, and I'm very grateful.
Thank you, Sherry. I think we have Susie Q calling in. Let me bring her in because we are running a little short in time. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Susie.
How are you?
Good morning, Susie. We're great. Thank you. How are you?
Doing fabulous, fabulous. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. We'd like for you to just introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them a little bit about what you do.
Well, I am the owner and producer of the local magazine of Natural Awakenings for Broward County. And Natural Awakenings is a healthy living, healthy planet magazine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a resource magazine. And I'm also an artist. And other things that I I like to do. And that's essentially who I am. I started this in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
It actually is a magazine that was originated by a woman named Sharon Bruckman out of Naples, and I was approached about buying a franchise back in 1999 and decided, wow, that seems like kind of a cool thing to do. So that's what I did. So I ended up moving here to Broward County from Naples back in, at that time.
Mm-hmm. Now, could you give us a couple of examples of topics that are in the magazine?
Well, we have done a wide range of topics, but basically the general forum is for alternative, integrative medicines and so forth. And what's happened over the last number of years is that there's been a shift in a focus more towards including information on healthy planet. So global warming, or what I like to call information on global cooling, going toward where we want to go with the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of green aspects to the magazine as well. And it's a monthly
mm-hmm.
magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, in supporting the green concept, we totally recycled paper and soy ink, things like that. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're trying to be as conscious a company as we can.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great. And it is a free magazine. Where can our listeners find the magazine?
The magazine is located, you know, can be found at about 500 locations throughout Broward County.
Wow.
Most notably, Whole Foods will carry it, and there are 3 Whole Foods in the county. All the libraries carry them. Most of the facilities that are like alternative healthcare places, sometimes spas will carry them, other health food stores, practitioners for the alternative methods, you know, will carry them,
mm-hmm.
chiropractic offices and so forth.
Okay.
So a lot of places.
Okay.
And if anybody wants to get a specific on where can I get one in my zip code, you know, they're welcome to call me and I can, you know, help them to find a copy of the magazine.
Okay. So why don't, at this time, we're running a little short on time, could you give your contact information?
My information, 954-630-1610. And you can also go to the website, fpl.naturalawakeningsmag.com or suzyqwebsite.com, and the information is available on those websites.
On those websites. Okay. And listeners, if you didn't have a chance to write that down, you can always email us to get that information. Suzy, I don't want to let you go before you tell our listeners a little bit about your art. You do some fabulous things, and I want them to know.
Oh, thank you. Well, I do what I call environmental event art, and I will find places that I can go or get invited to places where I end up setting up my canvas, a blank canvas, and I work with acrylics, and I invite people to add to the painting and co-create paintings with an audience or with participants or, you know, different events, corporate events, nonprofit events. I've gone to the Museum of Science and Discovery on Earth Day for a couple of years in a row. And then, of course, I have my studio paintings as well, where I just, you know, paint by myself. But they're environmental paintings. They're paintings that are talking about quantum thinking. Thoughts are things. You know, we get to create our own reality. And they're always very colorful. And the Suzy Q website, you know, has a lot of paintings that I have done in the last several years
mm-hmm,
on
mm-hmm.
display.
They're
you,
on
Ray.
Your website. Well,
I know when yes.
Sherry and I saw your paintings, we were in awe. We were just it took our breath away.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a lot of substance within your work, and it's really beautiful. So listeners, I encourage you to go to Suzy Q's website and see what she's doing. And Suzy, we want to thank you for calling in this morning.
Thank you,
welcome.
Susie. And we want to have you at another time to have a little more time to talk with you again.
Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome.
And I love what you gals are doing. I just think it's fabulous.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that and all of your support.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day.
Thank you. Right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Sherry, I know I have enjoyed sharing healthy lifestyle tips together and sharing it with our listeners, and we are getting emails from our listeners who are excited about the topic. We are going to have a guest calling in a couple of minutes, and before we do, I'd like for you to share the weekly mantra with our listeners.
I'd be happy to do that, Patty. This is what it is. And really listen carefully and take this in. It's live simply, love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly. And if we really take each one of these and really listen to it and really absorb it within us, it really says a lot.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, Sherry. We do have our guest calling in, so let's see if we can bring her in now. Hello, welcome to the Good News Show.
Hi.
Hi, Gail. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
We're honored to have you on our show, Gail. And let's start off with, we'd like for you to introduce yourself and tell our listeners a little bit about your background.
Okay. My name is Gail Stolove, and I'm going to do it in the order. I have so many different credentials. I'm going to try to do it in order of when I got them. I started out as a massage therapist,
mm-hmm.
and then I became a registered nurse, and then I became a personal chef, and then I became a macrobiotic educator and personal chef.
Mm-hmm.
And I left something out. Before I even was a massage therapist, I was a state-certified yoga instructor.
Mm.
So I have it's a long history of various things that really didn't come together until I became a macrobiotic teacher.
Mm-hmm.
That brought it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know it was really great when we met you because you have you have so many things that you're doing now, but to get back to the beginning, how did you get involved?
How did I get involved in macrobiotics?
Yes.
Well, actually, you know, I think the answer to that, I mean, macrobiotics, to me, macrobiotics was just a way of, it was a diet. It was a way of eating. And I was really into that because I started yoga when I was about 13 years old, and I became a vegetarian. So I didn't know all I knew was I didn't eat meat, and I really joke about it to this day because I didn't eat meat, but I ate all kinds of terrible, unhealthy foods. So there was really no rhyme or reason to what I was doing, but at least I had an awareness and I was doing something to try to be more healthy and more aware. And all of that, what I was doing, got me very involved in food and cooking. And, you know, I was like a natural-born chef, but I never knew that, and nobody helped me to discover that about myself. And it really wasn't like a popular profession when I was younger. Now it is, like, it's really, really popular. Food is really popular. Cooking is really popular. But it wasn't so much, you know, when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, in the 60s, late 60s, early 70s. It just wasn't that prevalent. So I really didn't pursue it professionally, but I was really, it was just my passion and my love. And I always cooked, but I didn't really have too much direction. And I was always involved in health food, so, you know, I was always being made, I was always getting introduced to different healthy types of diets and lifestyles. So macrobiotics was one of them. And I kept running into it with people that were sick, that had, you know, serious health problems, especially cancer. And it just seemed, it just was a little too much for me. It was like, this is too much. I don't think I can do this. So I just filed it away in the back of my mind as something that I would do if I ever got sick, thinking, you know, at that stage of my life, which was like my teenage years, my 20s, into my 30s, thinking it'll never happen to me, not for a really long time, so I don't need to worry about it. Mm-hmm. You know, but unfortunately, it did happen to me. I got sick at age 37. I got breast cancer. And that's what, you know, I the day that I went to the doctor and got the diagnosis, I walked out of the doctor's office, and the first thing that I said was, my husband was there with me, and so was my father, and I said to my husband, we have to be macrobiotic. And my husband said, well, okay, I don't even know what that is. And I said, well, I don't know a whole lot about it, but we're going to find out.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's what I need to do to heal myself. So that was my second thing I said to my father was, I'm so upset because I just finished paying off my car, and now I don't know if I'm going to live to get to enjoy it. And my father was like, oh, my God, that's crazy. But, you know, it was a reality, and it hit me really hard, you know, that I might not even be alive to enjoy anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the diagnosis was bad because they based that on different things, like the size of the tumor and the location of the tumor, and then the prognosis following all of the surgery was even worse because I had a lot of positive lymph nodes, and they only gave me like 6 months to a year to live. But that was in 1996, and this is 2008. So,
wow.
I feel that the whole, I've lived long enough that the whole entire, you know, process, the whole entire thing has really come full circle, because the doctor that I went to, I never discussed anything that I was doing as far as diet with him, mainly because I didn't want any kind of negative input.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel that I needed approval. I was changing the way I ate using macrobiotic principles. I wasn't using any kind of magic herbs or potions,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I didn't feel like it was, it never occurred to me to even talk to him about it.
And the doctors don't really know this.
Well, some of them are more aware than others, but I really, you know, one thing that I tell people now that I teach people is to speak to the right person about the right question, about the right information. Make sure you ask the right person, because if you don't, you're going to get an opinion or some kind of advice that isn't really correct,
mm-hmm.
because they're not going to know. It's like I tell people, I mean, don't go to your hairdresser and ask them to tell you what the problem, you know, what do they think about the problem with your car. Go to the
mm-hmm.
auto mechanic. You know, so don't go to the doctor and ask him what he thinks about macrobiotics.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a macrobiotic teacher. It has absolutely nothing to do with any kind of medical treatment or path that you're following. It doesn't conflict.
Mm-hmm.
It can work together with it, and you can get all of the information, and you can make your choices about what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it never occurred to me to speak to my doctor, but my doctor actually came to me last year. So that was like 12 years after the original diagnosis. And he said, I have heard about, you know, what you're doing through various people, and I see that you're teaching and lecturing at different places. And he said, I think that it's really interesting, and I think it may have made a difference with you, and I want to know more about it. So, like, I feel like it came full circle all on its own, which I'm really into. I don't want to, not like to push things and force things. But I knew that if it was really true, that if it really, really was the truth, that what I was doing as far as my macrobiotic diet was really what was making the difference, I knew that truth would come out.
You knew that truth would come out. And I find it interesting that you, when you left the doctor's office, that you knew that you needed to go microbiotic.
Oh, I knew. I had it filed away because I had, you know, worked with a few people. I had my college roommate was one of them. She had gotten breast cancer when we were in our early 20s, when we were in college.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at that was in 1975. There was the treatment and the, you know, the survival rate was really, really low.
Mm-hmm.
And it had spread into her bones. And she was young. She was in her 20s. And it was, like, really, really tragic. It was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But she found out about macrobiotics because we went to college in New York, and the Macrobiotic Institute is in Massachusetts. So lucky for her, there was an awareness of macrobiotics in that part of the country then. She found out about it, and she started doing the macrobiotic diet and lifestyle, and she's alive today.
Mm, really? So how did you learn, and where did you go to really to get the knowledge on how to start the macrobiotic and what to actually do?
Well, the first thing that I did was I called her and I called this other man who was a medical doctor. My father was a doctor in Hollywood, Florida, and this man was a doctor in Hollywood, Florida. They were colleagues and they were very medical, very medically oriented. But this doctor got prostate cancer, and he after all of his medical colleagues told him there's nothing we can do, it's very far advanced, we can't help you, he actually found out about macrobiotics, nothing to do with me. I was like not even around at that point. But my parents told me about his whole situation, and I said, wow, there's that term again, macrobiotics. And not only did he find out about it, but he got completely well. And, you know, my parents had mentioned it to me. And eventually, when I had moved back down to South Florida, and I was actually working at a yoga center, and I was cooking vegetarian food at the yoga center, and I came into contact with him, this doctor friend of my parents, and he told me the whole story, and he was another one. I lived with my college roommate, so I saw what she did with the food, and then I talked to him, and there were all these things, we can't eat this, we can't eat that, it has to be prepared this way, and I was like, oh, yeah, again, it, you know, too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
But I still filed it away if I ever need to do it for my own health problem, that's what I'm going to do. So, I mean, I always say, you know, I mean, I'm not one of the smart people. I didn't do it before I got sick. I waited until I got sick. The
mm-hmm.
smart people do it before they get sick so that they don't get sick.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, still, at least I did it, and at least it, you know, I'm still here to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I did. I called him, and I called up my college roommate, and I actually called the Cushy Institute, which is in the macrobiotic school that's in Massachusetts, and I got the name of a macrobiotic. I got the name of a few macrobiotic counselors, a few macrobiotic teachers. And I got in touch with one of them, and I at least got started, like, what should I do? How should I do it? And I guess because of my background, I was sort of familiar with everything, and then I was also extremely motivated, very, very motivated. and I had a good support system with my husband because he was really interested in doing it with me, which was nice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just started. And I mean, I wasn't able to go and actually begin studying until at least a year later because I was way too sick. I couldn't do anything, let alone get on a plane and go somewhere. But as soon as I was able, I went and started studying, and I've studied consistently every single year. I take classes, I update everything, I, you know, learn everything new that I can. So,
yeah, what do you think? I mean, I guess you know this, but what do you think is the main macrobiotic formula? I mean, for the healing part, because, you know, there's the miso soup, the sea vegetables. What is there anything specific that would be part of the healing, that the rice or not eating meat, but this, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, I just did a lecture on that subject. I thought it was a really, really well received lecture. I called it Variety, the Spice of Life.
Mm-hmm.
And it really addressed, you know, the confusion that a lot of people have. And I said in the lecture, and I really meant it, I mean, too many people use the fact, I did it myself, so I can say this. Too many people use the excuse that it's too difficult, it's too hard, there's too many rules, it's too strict, it takes too long to cook. You know, they use that as an excuse why they can't eat healthy. Forget about macrobiotics. Macrobiotics is a way to live and eat, to be healthy.
It's a lifestyle, right.
It's a diet and lifestyle for health, and it's based on Oriental medicine, and there's lots and lots of research, and Oriental medicine has been around for thousands of years, so there's really good references so that you can look things up, and it really offers, it really puts everything together and gives you the rhyme and reason why you're doing this, why you're not doing this. But what I tell people is you don't need to even understand why you're doing it, which organs of your body different foods are good for, how it all works physiologically. You should understand that, and you definitely should read about it and look into it because it's very, very interesting. It's fascinating. But it's, you know, it's a learning process. You can't just go from point A to point B. You have to learn it and study it, just like you learn how to use your computer. You don't learn it all in one sitting. You just get started, and then you build on your knowledge, right?
Right.
So the same thing with macrobiotics. I mean, you just have to get started, and the best way to get started is to get, you know, it's really helpful to have a macrobiotic counselor who can, you know, work with you with your specific questions, your specific issues, because, you know, you really want it geared towards you. But even so, you can follow a basic general macrobiotic diet, and then you can learn how to tweak it for different seasons of the year, for your specific problems and issues, you know, for the area of the country where you live, you know, all the different little things that we can do to fine-tune it. But really, you just need to follow the basic general macrobiotic diet, and half of it, at least half of it, is eliminating the unhealthy foods from your diet. And I tell people all the time, if you simply eliminate the unhealthy foods from your diet and eat a diet based on whole grains, real beans, not canned beans, you know, dried beans that you cook fresh, the huge variety of vegetables And, you know, in macrobiotics, we use all of them. I don't think there's any diet on the planet that categorizes vegetables the way we do, because we have the sea vegetables, we have the root vegetables, which grow in the ground, we have the ground vegetables that grow on the ground, mm-hmm. and then we have the leafy greens, which grow above the ground.
Mm.
And, I mean, it's like there's like 6 pages just of the vegetables alone.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have all of the specialty foods, the miso, the umeboshi plum, the kudzu, you know, and they're all good for, they're good for your immune system. They're good for your digestion. They're good for alkalizing your system. They're good for strengthening your intestines. I mean, they all have really good purposes. Shiitake mushrooms, they've done a lot of research with shiitake mushrooms for, you know, healing cancer, inhibiting, you know, cancer cell growth. But they're mm-hmm. also wonderful to use in a culinary way. So, you know, another thing that I always teach people is, you know, there's two sides. In macrobiotics, there's always two sides to everything. There's the yin side and the yang side. But there's two sides to cooking also. You're cooking for culinary purposes and you're cooking for healing purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people all the time, if you're going to go through the entire process of meal planning, shopping, preparing, cooking, eating, digesting, cleaning it all up, if you're going to do all of that, you might as well do it healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Why go through all of that and it's not even healthy food?
Yeah. Right, right. That's your point there.
Such a waste of time and energy. If you're going to do it all, you should make sure that it's really good and healthy. And then I tell people, and you don't even need to know what it's doing, because guess what? Our body is so phenomenal. Our body knows exactly what to do with the food.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't know what to do with unhealthy food. And that's the problem. That's why, you know, sickness and disease occur, is because
right.
a lot of the overly processed foods that have all the different additives and you know, huge amounts of concentrated sugar and huge amounts of concentrated salt, our body literally doesn't know what to do with it, and it creates problems, and those
mm-hmm.
problems eventually lead to health problems. It might take a lot longer in some people than others because of other factors. Maybe they have a stronger constitution. Maybe they do more exercise than the other person.
Mm-hmm,
maybe
mm-hmm.
diabetes doesn't run in their families, but it still impacts the organs and eventually weakens a system and eventually leads to a health problem.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So.
Well, Gail, we have about 5 or 6 minutes left, and I'd like for you to tell our listeners about your cooking classes and share with the listeners a little bit about what you're doing now in helping people get a better understanding of how to shop for ingredients for macrobiotic cooking and things like that.
And also how they can get in touch with you.
Okay. Well, I'll start with when I first got cancer and I was sick, I guess I don't know. First of all kinds of people, friends of family, total strangers, reached out to me to offer any kind of help they could offer, because they heard about my age, my prognosis, and I mean, it just really touched me. I just couldn't believe that people would open their heart to a total stranger like that.
Mm.
And I really sort of promised myself and the universe that if I got to live, that I would always help other people the way these people helped me. And I said, I don't know how that's going to happen. I don't know how any. I don't know how to do that, but I'll do it. And I didn't have to do anything because after a couple of months, when it became obvious that I was getting healthier and not dying,
mm-hmm.
people started calling me. Can you help us? Can you teach us what you're doing? Can you teach us how to cook? You know, the way that you're cooking. Can you cook for us? They wanted everything. Can you teach us how to shop? Just everything. And at first I sort of limited, I couldn't do anything actually for at least a year. I was really, like I said, I was way too sick to do anything. But as soon as I was able to, I started cooking privately for people in their homes. And I really was limiting it to that, but I was getting a lot of calls. We want to learn how to cook. We want to learn how to shop. Can you reorganize our kitchen? Can we have a consultation? We have a lot of questions. We really need a lot of help and direction. And I became healthy enough that I realized, why am I saying no to anything?
Mm-hmm.
I just need to say yes. Yes, I can do it. Yes, I can help you. Yes, I can do that. And I just began saying yes. So really, I don't limit what I do. I do what people need. Everybody's
mm-hmm.
different, and everybody has different needs. But I try to categorize it into either cooking for the person, teaching them how to cook. So we do a lot of cooking classes. I do consultations, which, like I said, it's what got me started, and what really, really helped me was having somebody sit down with me and teach me what to do and how to do it. And it wasn't a one-time thing. I went for years and years to get consultations, to keep learning. Now what should I do? How do I progress? So I do all of those things, and then I do a lot of lectures for different groups. I do a lot of public speaking, and the lectures, I really love the lectures because I can choose. I can choose any topic. Usually, the group will give me an idea of what they want, and then I just get to make up a whole talk about that subject. So I really have fun with that.
Let me just stop you for a minute. Would you give your number and your website so that we can get that information?
Yeah, definitely. And I just wanted to say one other thing. We were contacted by Whole Foods Market, and now we do cooking classes for Whole Foods. So we do that for the Whole
Foods.
That's
wonderful. How it evolved to that.
That's on the schedule. You can contact Whole Foods. And to contact me, my email address is Holy Macro. That's the name of my business, Holy Macro. So it's Holy, WHOLLYMACRO at bellsouth.net. And my phone number is 954-764-6371. And my website is holymacrobiotics.com.
Well, that's great, and I'm definitely interested in getting to the classes as soon as your next one is.
Well, the next cooking class at Whole Foods is September 26th, and then the next lecture that I'm scheduled to do is September 28th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are these posted on your website, the date?
I have an email list. If anybody is interested, they can email me, and I'll add them to my email list, and then I send out a weekly newsletter with all kinds of, people say it's very interesting. I mean, I think it's interesting. I send out a lot of the different information that comes my way that I incorporate into the macrobiotic point of view. I try to interpret it, how to make it work. And I send out anything that is going on.
Yeah. We thank you so much.
Great. We're down to last 30 seconds.
So much information. We're going to have you on again.
Okay.
Yes, we appreciate you being on our show. Thank you so much. Listeners, contact Gail. Get on her email list. It sounds like she has a world of information to share, and it is a gift she has. So We want to thank you for staying tuned to the Good News Show, and we'll be on air with you next week. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Have a great week.
You too.
Bye-bye, Gail.
Bye-bye.